Hello there. I love to change the world, but I don't know what to do. Yeah, I was just listening to that song,
and it's pretty legit. You know, I'd love to change the world, but I don't know what to do. So I leave it up to you. That's what everybody does. Nobody knows how to change the world. Well, Elon Musk is doing some stuff, but generally speaking, I mean, nobody has a clue what should really be done, because we all disagree, and the world's a dang mess. And, you know, could be some aliens coming up in our future, or whatever. Anyway, I was out stargazing last night with an 8-inch Dobsonian telescope that I just received from my parents' friend. And it was pretty damn impressive. The only issues are that we have a lot of light pollution because we're around a ton of streetlights. And also the full moon was out, so that didn't help. If the full moon was not out, if it was just like a new moon, then, we would have seen a lot more stuff, probably. But still, we saw some good stuff. We saw Venus, Mars, Betelgeuse, a binary star, which is located in the Big Dipper's handle. The middle star in the Big Dipper's handle is a binary star. You can see the separation of the two stars with binoculars. What else did we see? We saw the moon through the telescope. And I also saw this, like, what looked like a trail of a meteor. Basically just smoke from it burning up. That's what it looked like to me. But some people were saying that it could have been Starlink, although there wasn't a Starlink launch around that time. However, there was one in the morning, so maybe this was like it had passed a few times. But I would have thought that, like, if it launched in the morning and it was nighttime, that the satellites would be much, much, much further spread out. In my opinion, it would make sense for them to be way more spread out than the object I saw. And I mean, I saw it for like a brief moment and it dissipated. So, like, and it wasn't moving also. That's the other thing. It just looked like a trail of smoke, basically, from like a large meteor. Although, if it had left that large of a trail, I might have expected to see a brighter flash from it. I don't know. So it could have been Starlink. I don't really know. But either way, I looked up for a brief moment, and I saw it. You see, the people who are going to see UFOs are the people that are always looking up in the sky. I'm always looking up in the sky, and I saw a UFO. Anyway. And, I mean, obviously I'm not crazy for seeing a UFO, because the government is literally telling us that they're shooting down UFOs and shit. Like, yeah, they might be balloons, but, like, they're geometric shapes. Which is what I saw. I saw a rectangle, a black rectangle floating in the sky. So, you know, I feel less crazy knowing that the government literally said pretty much the same thing. That it has been observing and shooting down, like, geometric shapes out of the sky. So, I mean, I don't feel as crazy as I used to. Anyway, so the telescope situation is pretty cool. I think tonight I might take it to, like, well, maybe not. I was thinking maybe I should take it to, like, a less light-polluted area. But either way, the moon is going to be a full moon tonight, so it's not going to matter, because the moon itself provides so much light pollution that you really have trouble seeing anything, any deep sky objects. So I'm probably just going to, like, scratch it and, like, I'll still take it out at my house and, like, have a couple beers and, like, check out the moon. It would actually be a good opportunity to, like, get really good at seeing the moon and, like, maybe calibrating it a little bit better before I take it out to, like, look for deep sky objects. Sip of coffee real quick. But yeah, I live in, like, the bottom of Delaware, and there's a ton of flat land around here, so I can basically just take it, like, anywhere, to be honest. Like, any park or parking lot, or as long as there's no, like, street lights around.
But I have a whole list compiled of all the shit I want to see, and the stuff that that telescope can see. Like, I have like 5 galaxies just in the month of May, where like all the other good stuff is below the horizon. There's still like 5 different galaxies, or like 6 great galaxies that I could check out. I guess technically 7, that I, now that I'm thinking about it. Maybe 8, 9. There's a ton. But that, plus star clusters, plus binary stars, plus nebulae, plus planets, like, there's a lot to see in the month of May. And I was, when, at first when I was looking at the month of May, it really didn't seem like there was much of anything to see. But I downloaded this app called Stellarium, and then it really, it tells you, like, what is possible to see. And apparently there's, like, a ton of stuff to see, so. It was very good. So yeah, tonight I'll probably just, like, further calibrate the telescope and really get to know it, get to use it. This, tonight was my first time ever using a Dobsonian telescope by myself, and, it was pretty successful. Like, I found Venus, like, very quickly, and then I put a more powerful lens on there, and we were actually able to see, like, Venus looking like a 3/4 moon. Like, you know, a quarter of Venus was, like, shadowed. Basically, that quarter of Venus was facing away from the sun, whereas the bright part was facing toward the sun, obviously. But it was cool because Venus is an entirely different planet, and with a telescope, you can see, you know, the shading on it, basically. You know, it appears to us as just a bright star, but, you know, if you get the right telescope in the right time of year, or the right time of day, time of night, you can really see the shading on it. It was really cool. So Venus was cool. Then we checked out Mars, and Mars was basically just a red spot. I mean, you could kind of see a little bit of coloration on Mars, but not much. What else? The moon. Even with the weakest lens, we could see the craters of the moon, but then when I put the really powerful one on it, it really, like, toward the edge of the moon, you could really see, like, the hills and valleys and craters and stuff. It's pretty sick. And then I was looking for, I found the binary star in the handle of the Big Dipper. That was really cool because these two stars, you know, with the naked eye, they appear as one star, but when you put a telescope on it, you can see clearly that it's two different stars, like, right next to each other. It's pretty damn cool. I'll look up some facts about that. I wish I had. But yeah, so that's four decent, like, I guess, 4 decent objects that we saw. The moon is always good, basically. The best time to catch the moon is half moon, because then you get, like, better, like, shading on it, and you can see more detail. So we saw the moon, Venus, Mars, and a binary star. That was pretty damn cool. But tonight I'm going to be out later with it. I'm going to probably stream from, like, 6:30 p.m. until, like, probably 10 p.m. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's really, I'm not nearly as interested in checking out telescope stuff at the moment, because the moon is so much light pollution on its own that it's, like, almost not worth, you know, trying. I mean, I saw the four main objects that I'm gonna see. With the moon full like that, it's really unlikely that I'm gonna see much else. So, you know, like, maybe it would be good for calibration. I'm gonna, tonight I'll just try to calibrate it a bit more. Just try to get it, because I got this, like, digital, this, like, little digital remote thing that tracks the mount movement, and, it will tell you exactly where objects are in the night sky, so, so I'll try to get that working. That was tough to get working, because it's just not easy. Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But Hardee's is the best breakfast ever. What are these guys doing? Yeah, Hardee's is fantastic. This morning I had a ham, egg, and cheese on, like, thick white bread, toasted. It's called the Frisco breakfast sandwich. Freaking amazing. Like, you know, sausage, egg, and cheese, and bacon, egg, and cheese, they're great, but for some reason, like, ham, egg, and cheese, it's on another level. Love ham, egg, and cheese. And then Hardee's has these, like, super crispy, like, little potato circles. Basically tater tots. Potato tot discs. And they're always, like, ultra crispy. And, like, today these were, like, extra crispy and extra fresh. Hot crispy. Good God. And I have my small coffee with extra cream. Super delicious breakfast. Sip of coffee. Ah, delicious. Yeah, they have really good coffee, too. I mean, I don't know what it is about the coffee, but it's, like, next level as well. Hardee's is, in my opinion, the best fast food breakfast there is. And, in some cases, it's not better than diner, like, a good diner. Obviously, a good diner is, like, the best breakfast you could ever get. Unless you're, like, extremely skilled in making breakfast and you make this, like, ultimate breakfast stuff. I don't know. I think diners are, like, the ultimate form of breakfast food for me. But, yeah, Hardee's is right there with diner food. And it's definitely the best fast food breakfast I've ever had. They also, you know, like I'm mentioning these breakfast sandwiches, they have the best biscuits in the world. So if you get a biscuit breakfast sandwich from them, it's just going to be amazing. They also have biscuits and gravy, biscuits and sausage gravy. Freaking delicious. They also have a breakfast platter, which is like, well, it can include the biscuits and sausage gravy with the eggs and the bacon and the hash browns. This is not a paid product placement for Hardee's, but, you know. They also have French toast sticks, which are, like, you know, usually pretty crispy and really delicious and sweet, and they got the syrup, and, yeah, it's amazing. If I go there to, like, dine in, I'll get the breakfast platter and with the sausage and biscuits and gravy, and then with the bacon and eggs, and then get the French toast sticks on the side with, like, a, you know, small coffee with extra cream. Perfect. And the reason I get extra cream is not because, like, flavor necessarily, although it does taste very good with it, but it's more about, like, serving temperature for me, especially when I'm driving, because, like, I gotta wake up, so if I have a black coffee, it's gonna stay hot as frick until I get to work, and I won't even be able to drink it until I get to work, basically. But, yeah, as long as you put a little extra cream in there, that's a life hack. You are able to drink it right away. So what else? I mean, yeah, I'm gonna stream tonight. I have CBD coming. CBD should be arriving at my house tonight. And new Dynasty Warriors games. I'm gonna be streaming Dynasty Warriors, probably most of the night. Or at least, like, a good portion of the night, a few hours. But then I wanna head outside, check out the telescope, get a little bit more calibration going on. Or really, at like 8 o'clock, I want to really get it like tightly calibrated. So like maybe around 8 o'clock, I'll check out Venus and try to get that dead center with the finder scope and just like make it a little bit easier on myself because calibrating things helps. And then get that digital thing going. Then after that, I don't know. I really got to stream. I want to take advantage of as much telescope time as I possibly can because I want to get so good at that thing that I can find everything in the night sky with little, you know, with little to no effort. I want to find everything that's basically possible with that telescope because it's a very powerful telescope. I mean, it's not like ultra powerful, but it's compared to like the telescopes that you're used to seeing that people get, this thing's 8 inches wide and 4 feet tall. It's like a monster. It's a pretty goddamn big telescope. It's a ground-mounted telescope. It's not like on a tripod or anything. This thing is ground-mounted, and it's a Dobsonian telescope, so it has like a knob on it, and it swivels and pivots. It's really super easy to use, and it's very smooth movement. It's just great overall. So happy that I got it. I'm definitely a space nerd. I mean, yesterday was May the 4th, and what better way to celebrate it than checking out the stars, you know, Star Wars. I was going to play the Star Wars video game, but the telescope took up too much time because it's just too valuable to me to pass up the opportunity to learn that thing. It's very... I love that thing. I'm hoping my boss isn't at work today, because I'm so far... I'm going to be like about a half hour late, but... My boss probably wouldn't care, because there's a guy that comes in like 2 hours late every day. But also, he leaves early all the time, and, you know, doesn't come into work sometimes. Like, I mean, come on. And I'm the only person that does what I do there, so... I'm just extra valuable. Not to sound like cocky about it, but like, I'm the only web developer, and if they got rid of me and then brought somebody else in, like, you know, he might not, this new guy that they could potentially bring in might not be nearly as knowledgeable or proactive as me. Like, basically the first week I was there, I completely revolutionized the way that the web development work is done there. Basically, it was done in a shitty way before. But now it's done in a much better, nicer, smoother way. And, you know, I keep making updates to everything and improving our systems and whatnot. So, yeah, I don't think I have any worry about getting fired. But I really honestly think that streaming is the best career move that I could possibly make. Like, yeah, I mean, it's a little much to expect that I'm going to replace my career with streaming, but I don't know, man. Like, I stream, and I'll get, like, 5 people watching me at any given time, and they're, like, chatting up the chat. And, you know, some people will follow, some people will subscribe, some people will donate. And, like, it's only up from there. Like, I'm already making a little tiny bit of money. Like, it's a very, very, very small amount of money. It's basically negligible. Like a negligible amount of money, but it's only up from there. So like, it's a negligible amount of money, but in, you know, maybe a month, it'll be less than a negligible, or it'll be, you know, more than a negligible amount of money. It'll be less negligible, but it'll be a bigger amount of money because I'll have, you know, maybe 30 or 40 more followers. And, that means that more people will naturally just jump on my stream because they're just, you know, they like watching me, and they're followers, and they'll just hop on whenever I'm on. And that will also put my stream, like, higher up on the list for games. So, yeah. I don't know. It's all good stuff. Really looking forward to if I can ever replace my career with this and just, like, get paid to play Dynasty Warriors games. I think that would be... one hell of a living for me. One hell of a way to live. You know, I would never have sleep issues ever again. That problem would just be a thing of the past. Because I would make my own schedule. So I would sleep in every single day. Make a healthy breakfast every single day. Exercise. You know, go out, maybe go to the beach. And then do whatever I want during the day. And then in the evenings, I come home and then I just stream. Whenever it gets dark out, that's when I do the indoor stuff. But... you know, I would finally be able to just be outside during the day instead of freaking being inside the entire day and then inside the entire night. That shit's awful. Alright, well, anyway, I'll leave you with this. You know, hopefully it's sunny out where you are. Take a walk outside. Beautiful day. It's getting towards summer, so... I don't know where you're living. You might be living where it's, like, not going to be summer. Who knows? But, try to do something positive. Try to tell a stranger a compliment or help a stranger in some way. Helping others will help you feel better. I never do that, but I really should. And life can be beautiful. Find love. If you already have love, even if it's just with family, cherish it. I'm out.